you know, the one thing that I find, like if you're a hot tub dealer, oh, we're going to be in the backyard outdoor space, so we'll put in a barbecue. And it's like, let's just have this orphan little barbecue in the middle of all these hot tubs and say, we're in the outdoor space. No, you have to commit to it. You have to buy enough that it looks like, oh, it's a store within a store. Oh, this is a barbecue place. And then you have to make it arranged and merchandise in such a way that it looks like somebody's patio and it gets people's attention. And it is looks like it is seamless between the hot tub and the patio world. So my thoughts to that are, you know, commit to enough merchandise. How are you going to make a store within a store with it? How are you going to sell it? And then know your numbers. If you're going to buy in $300,000 worth of product, how soon does it have to sell for it to make your money back? And at the end of the day, you know, great merchants, I think, are smart. You know your numbers and make an educated guess. But ultimately, that's why you're an entrepreneur. You're willing to do that work. You know your numbers. And then when you decide, maybe you say that I've seen this, I've used this, I love this, I can passionately sell it. And because selling is nothing more than transference feeling, I can sell it so I can get my crew to sell it. Well, that's great. But if it's just like, oh, we're going to start carrying jewelry, why? So a lot of times I think retailers go through and think if we just added more merch, we would be more successful. And in this day and age, that's rarely the case. Most of you need to cut down your number of SKUs, make the merch more compelling, and make Instagrammable displays so that the merch actually goes out the door instead of just sits on your wall or your tables. I hope that helps.
If you love what you heard on Retail Today, connect with Bob by visiting retaildoc.com or send a message to bob@retaildoc.com. Thanks for listening.